Okay, we are back. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith is away once again. He'll be joining us and back next week. Safe travels, my dear friend. I have nothing. And every now and then, Roland and I do this. When I say to Roland, and the first time I did it on the air, he looked at me like, we have nothing. Right now, I have thoughts for you, but I have nothing. And Kevin's looking at me from the control room saying, and what are we going to talk about? Well, I have a few things as we move through our three-hour broadcast. And these are some of the things that you catch as you... I've had these little notes over the course of years, and I've always put them aside, some quotes. And I mention them because they really are remarkable in their own way. Golda Meir, don't be so humble, you're not that great. I love it. For those people who pretend to be humble about their success and so on, after a while, she's saying, it gets to be a bit much. Be proud of what you did. You can stand up and let the world know. It's okay. Albert Einstein, try not to become a man of success, but rather to become a man of value. I love it. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Now, Zsa Zsa Gabor, character, God bless her. Husbands are like fires. They go out when unattended. Bob Hope. Middle age is when your age starts to show around your middle. Gotta love it. James R. Cook. Do just once what others say you can't do, and you will never pay attention to their limitations again. Let me stop there just for a moment. And it gets down to this whole point about things that people say I'm going to do and they never do. I've spent most of my life, and it has been a reasonably long life. I'm enjoying every minute of it. I've always done what I thought was best, and I didn't take no for an answer when I wanted to do something. I've recently proven that point. It took me 10 years on a project I was working on, 10 long years of my life. And I proved the point when I was told, it can't be, you can't do that, and I did it. And I proved the point, if for no other reason. It took me 10 years of research, but I proved the point. What it is doesn't necessarily matter. It was something that was that I had to do, I felt compelled to do over the course of working in this wonderful broadcast business. This is a side project, one of those projects you get involved in, and every now and then in life you get into something when people say, you can't, you shouldn't. This happened also some years earlier when helping to save a community here in the New York metropolitan area. You can't do that. You can't, you can't, you can't. We did. With a large group of people that work with me, many of them in their 80s and 90s, God bless them. I'll never forget them. We did it. We saved that community. Don't take no for an answer. If you believe and you have a conviction for your beliefs, you go right ahead and you do. Because if you don't do, the regrets... And many people, and I cannot tell you how many cocktail parties I go to, where people will tell me, I should have, could have, would have. Okay? I should have done this. I had the time, I should have done that. Don't be one of those people. If you, I had this one lady, she said, I want to ride those chairs across the forest. I forget what they call them. Kevin, would you know what they call those chairs? Where you sit on the chair and on the, you hang and they send you through the forest.
It's like a zip line?
A zip line. Thank you very much. Well, she wanted to do that. The woman was 80 years old. I said, do it. They're going to put a helmet on you. They'll catch you at the other end. And she went flying through this forest. Well, when she came back, it was a cruise thing and they stopped. I think it was in Honduras someplace or Belize. Magnificent, by the way. She said, thank you so much. It was the thrill and the joy of my life. She said, I got sick halfway down the zip line, but I didn't care. I was loving every minute of it because it was the adventure I've always wanted to. I wanted to feel that I can do that. My wife wants to skydive. I said, I'll be in the plane and I'll be on the ground when you come down. I'm not so sure I can do that. I've done everything else in my life. However, if you feel you want to do it and you're living life, you see, many people will tell you, life is to be lived, but you got to live it. It's not just being here and being part of the carbon footprint. You got to go live it. And some of these phrases here are all about living life and the foibles of life and the loves of life and the sadness of life. But if you don't go out there and try, you'll never live. So go out there and live, regardless of whatever it may be. It could be a small thing. My brother once said, I want to walk 20 miles. I want to run 20. He wanted to walk 20 miles. Well, he did. He did, and I think that's remarkable. He just said, I wanted to see if I could do it. That's very healthy, of course. Did it on a beautiful spring day. Had his water with him, et cetera, and so forth. You go out and you do it. Because it's the kind of the things in life we will say later on, I should have. Do not be a should have, could have, would have. Promise me. Carl Sabatino, missing Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You're working on a project when you hear a text message ping from your smartphone. That just might be enough to cause an unforced error.
According to research from Michigan State University, distractions that lasted only a few seconds doubled participants' error rates.
The study shows that even short interruptions force us to shift our attention from one task to another.
The more difficult the task, the harder it is to get back on track after a distraction, and the more likely it is we'll make a mistake.
What's the solution?
Turn off your phone and only check email at set times.
Make your work zone as distraction-free as possible so you don't drop the ball. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a fast healer? Are you one of those people out there who never gets sick? And if you do, you get over it really fast? Well, here's their story and the science of it. These people are called self-healers, and they have personality traits that may just keep them healthy. First off, these people feel as if they're in control even when they're sick. Next, they see life as a challenge. People who find themselves sick often usually see life as a threat more than a challenge. Finally, self-healers are hard workers. They're the worker bees of the population. What's the cheap psychological trick? What makes a self-healer tick? They have a purpose in life, and they work to prove it. They have an attitude, and they take control, and this attitude goes a long way toward good health. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.